Hi, this is Dave Pryor. Welcome to Leading Agile Sound Notes. Today I have Dean Stevens, and Dean is here for two reasons. So one is because we're almost at the Agile conference, and he's going to be giving a presentation there. So he's going to talk a little bit about what his session's going to be focusing on. But the thing that I'm most excited about is that when I taught my first CSM for Leading Agile, I stumbled through this topic so badly and banged into it. So I'm very excited to hear from an expert how to explain this to somebody, because it wasn't something that I would natively have gone to. And it is a really important concept that what I have learned about it has become very helpful for me. So Dean, thank you for taking time out of your Friday afternoon and taking time away from your more enjoyable activity than this.
Sure thing. Glad to be here.
So he just finished golf. So he's had been forced inside. So sorry for that.
That's all right. No problem.
Can you, before we get into the topic, would you be willing to just give a quick kind of explanation of your background and kind of what led you into Agile?
Well, sure. So I was way back in the day, I was actually in business and a consultant, and I was the business consultant who was talking to the technical folks trying to get things built to solve technical problems. Working with Dennis a lot, we were doing some of that together. And that was we were actually doing Agile before we knew it was Agile. We were probably doing more lean type things. And we were really doing this stuff before we got into leading Agile, where we were doing more coaching and training and still consulting. So so that's my background. I come at it from a lean perspective first, but then the Agile and how it all comes together in bigger companies.
Okay, and Dennis, you mentioned, is your brother. We should probably give him some props there too.
Yes, Dennis and I work together. He's my brother.
Okay. All right. So now on to your topic. So I'm your topic that you're speaking about on Monday, August 3rd at 3:45 in the afternoon at the Agile conference. Product owner teams leading Agile program management. Right.
That's right.
So can I tell you my quick product owner team story, and you can launch it from there?
Sure.
I'm teaching my first CSM for Leading Agile. I'm in the middle of something. I'm talking about the product owner role, and they keep asking me all these questions that I don't know what people are talking about. And then Rick comes in. He's like, oh, yes, we teach product owner teams. And I'm like, awesome. And I have no idea what that was. So I was completely lost. But the more I've learned about it, the better it sounds. So can you, without giving your whole talk away, can you give kind of a quick explanation or a decent explanation of what a product owner team is, why it's so important?
Yeah, so a couple things. We'll start with why you need one in a big company that, or even a moderate sized company who's been doing traditional development. You have this idea of the product owner, right? And it's just too big of a job, and people don't understand. And there's a lot of other things that are happening that people think need to happen. And so we found is if you have a cross functional team, generally of managers, that come together to provide the framework in the organization that a product owner would provide. And in addition to that, some of the other things that the support that the team needs around some of the technical support and the infrastructure. How do you just make all of that environment happen there? So there's the manifesto talks about providing support and the guidance and coaching that Agile teams need to get the job done. Well, who's going to do that? This product owner team can do a lot of that to advocate for the team and make sure they have what they need. So that's sort of in a nutshell what this product owner team, by putting it down into an organization, can help enable and provide that support that it needs. The other reason why you would have a product owner team is they can very quickly accelerate your Agile transformation and product delivery. We believe in Leading Agile, we're not there just to transform your organization into an Agile organization. We're actually there to help you accelerate product delivery. They go hand in hand, and that's why we talk about it. And this team is a really good way to go implement that. So that's a couple of the big whys you can have a product owner team in place.
So for all the people that have been in my class in the last couple of months who've been saying, well, no, we have to have a technical product owner and a business product owner, and I've been saying, no, you really don't. You just need one product owner. This is a better way to solve that problem, right? So I guess the parallel would be on a team, you've got everybody you need to get the card from the wall to shippable product. On the PO team, everybody you need to make a well-informed, intelligent choice about all the product owner stuff.
Right. So this team is going to, and I'll sort of lean on Mike's talk just a little bit, but this team is going to make sure that we have a clear backlog. Now, the delivery teams are still building the backlog, okay? Right. But before they can build the backlog, somebody has to go get clarity on what the epic is. If we take the epic feature story breakdown, what is the epic? Is it strategically aligned? In a big company, it turns out the business actually wants it to be strategically aligned so they can invest in it. We need to make sure that happens and that we break that down and that we get clarity on what the features are and that we actually do some market validation maybe ahead of time. And so all of this work that gets done ahead of the delivery teams needs to happen. Now, we don't want to exclude the delivery teams from some of that work. We actually want the delivery teams building software. So we have this team that does all of that work up front to help get clarity on the backlog, do some high-level demand planning, and...
The delivery team is going to be part of this upfront planning, or this is the product owner team that's going to be doing the upfront planning?
Well, so I always feel compelled to say that we're not doing waterfall with a big handoff. The product owner sits on both this product owner team and on the delivery team. So there's never any secret from the delivery team. So what I say is, if your product owner is spending 50% of their time on your team, what are they doing the other 50% of their time?
Sure.
Okay. So without a product owner team, they're going crazy trying to accomplish all of those things I just talked about. Okay. With the product owner team, they have the support to get it done in a large organization.
Okay. So can I ask you a couple of tactical questions?
Sure.
All right. So one of the things, probably the easiest one of these, is in Scrum, we say that the team is dedicated to spending 10% of their time during the sprint helping the product owner groom the backlog. And that's one of the things I call out in class. I'm like, this is the only thing during the sprint that the team does that's for the future. So are they still going to have to spend that time, or does this product owner team alleviate some of that need?
They absolutely have to spend that time, because the product owner should be showing up with a clear epic. We describe it in an epic brief. It includes a feature and the description of the features. It includes the vision for that epic. It includes the risk, some risk analysis, some risk mitigation work ahead of time. So there's a lot of some technical kind of setup, high-level architecture. So some of this high-level work, not the whole design, but some of the context is set ahead of time. The delivery team still needs to spend 10% of their time grooming
the product owner.
Okay. Taking it from features to stories and well-groomed features ready for sprint plan.
All right. Now, one thing I hear often is from teams is we're given work and it's already been estimated. So I always assume they've got like Hugh Jackman from Swordfish is up in some dark room with 9 monitors and a glass of red wine, weaving the internet with lightning from his fingertips and throwing cards down the chute saying this is a 3, it's 5 and an 8. And down in the dungeon, the teams get the card falls out of the pneumatic tube and they go, oh, we have an 8. And even though it's not an 8 for them, it was for the guy upstairs, they still have to do it as if it was an 8. Or if it's hours, it's estimated in hours. Are product owner teams going to be, that was a sarcastic version of it, but are they still going to be handing down pre-estimated work, or does that still fall to the team?
So the way that I teach it is that the team estimates the stories. And what that does is it's a project management type construct partly, but the real value that the team estimates a story, the full team estimates a story, is that it demonstrates that they understand the story. Okay. So absolutely the team estimates a story. Now, what happens, and one of the things we do have to be careful of, is this product owner team is going to do some high level demand planning at the feature level. To kind of lay out some roadmaps and that sort of thing. So that's, so businesses need that stuff. Businesses have to have that stuff. And that's part of what this product owner team is going to do, but they are not making commitments for the teams. They are not estimating the stories for the team. What they're doing is they're providing the team with the context and the information and the support that they need to go do their story writing and story mapping and getting ready for their planning.
Okay, so then they're not tasking anything out either. They're just, they might break epics down, but that's going to be it.
You break epics down into features, the teams break the features down into stories and take it from there.
Cool. All right, so when people want to learn more about this, because this is a really, I mean, I don't know if other people are doing this or not, but for me, it seems like a really powerful shift in making that role stronger, helping the product owner be better prepared to help the teams. And if people want to find out more about this, they can come to your session, which again is on Monday, August 3rd, 3:45. It's early in the week, so you don't have an excuse not to show up. So people should come and check it out, right?
Right.
Now, for those who have never been to the Agile conference before, it's a long week.
Right.
You've been there a number of times. Do you have any tips or suggestions for folks who are going to be headed there for the first time to prepare themselves physically and mentally for what is an amazing but grueling week?
Yeah, so go to the sessions, right? It's important to go to those sessions. Go and plan your time. You don't have to go to all day sessions, but you've got to pick those sessions that you want to go to, and you need to plan to be there, get there a little bit early because some of those fill up really quick. So yeah, you need to plan around how you're going to get to those sessions that you want to go to, and go to some things that that are part of what you do for work, but also go to some things that are a bit of a stretcher outside of what you do. It's really nice to go do that. So that's the session part of it. The other part of it is meet people, talk to people, network. It's a great place to expand your network and get to know people and to learn new things, to somebody to lean on in your own position when you're doing work to bounce things off of some other people. So it's a great place to meet people. Come meet the leading Agile folks. We'll have leading Agile folks there to get to know as well. So I'm happy to link in and connect to anybody. So those are the two big things. Plan your sessions and get there early. It's easy to miss those sessions you really want to go to and get to know people.
Awesome. So if people want to find you, you just mentioned LinkedIn. So what's the best way for people to track you down?
Yeah, so probably the best way is the Leading Agile website. You can go there and get in touch with me there. My contact information is there. Feel free, my LinkedIn is there. Feel free to link in to me. And then we can always stay in touch that way as well. So those are probably the two best ways to get in touch with me. I look forward to getting to know and meeting a lot of people there.
Cool. All right, man. Thanks. Good luck with the session. And I will see you in 2 weeks in D.C.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.